The Possibility Path for Business, Step 3, Part 1. This is your shortcut. Meet your caution walls. Take a deep breath in, and when you let it out, relax your shoulders, your arms, all the way down your legs. All the way down your feet getting very, 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 very heavy. Just settle into the place that you are in and the space that you are in the here and the now. The four steps of allowing polka is a dance that we do every time we try something new. We believe we can and we start to take those first steps. You have taken the first steps of starting your own business or redoing a business that you've already started. And you're taking those first steps and you're looking at the questions, who am I? What am I selling? Who am I selling to? All of these first step questions. What am I doing? How am I going to make money? How am I going to structure my time? How am I going to do all these things? You've taken those steps. And then what happens whenever we try something new is the caution walls show up. Our caution walls are not dangerous or scary. It is simply parts of ourself that say, wait a minute, this is new. We haven't tried this before. This new does not look like the old familiar. And so it says our brains and our bodies say stop. Stop. Stop what you're doing. I don't like this. This is new. I don't like this. And then we start asking questions of ourselves. Why don't we like this? What's happening? Maybe there's something wrong with me. And all of these ideas and fears and doubts that we have gotten throughout our whole life start to creep into the corners of our mind. The thing is about these caution walls is that they're not there to hurt us. They're not even there to stop us. They're simply there to say, this new does not look like the old. You are doing something new. You are trying a new way of living. You are reaching for a dream. You are creating something from your heart or something you feel the world needs. Your caution walls are just saying, wait, we're doing something new. What's going on here? And tries to protect you. Tries to help you look out for all the things that may be dangerous, but may not be. So to bust through these caution walls, we do the next step to use our perseverance personality, which you will learn in the next part of this step. But for now, during this shortcut, we're simply going to meet these caution walls and we're going to discover where they came from. Because although we use our perseverance personality to keep going, even when our doubts or fears say stop, meeting our caution walls is the simplest and easiest way to say, oh, that's why I think like that. Oh, that's where those thoughts come from. And even realizing that most, if not all, of those thoughts are not ours. The fears and doubts that we have within us oftentimes come from other parts of our life. They come from other people. They come from experiences. They come from disappointment. They come from other people not wanting us to be successful. Even people who love us very dearly. If we're successful, we may leave them. We may be better than them. Maybe their own insecurities stopped them from supporting us. Whatever the reason, you taking these first steps is now your chance. Your chance to take back your life. It is your chance to say, this is what I want to do. Isn't that what starting your own business is all about? It's saying, I want to do this. I want to create this. It is an act of creation. And so meeting these caution walls and saying, hey, who are you? Why are you there? Where did you come from? And realizing them, just becoming aware of them, is the number one thing you can do to bust those blocks and form new ones. And it's as easy as taking this nice little shortcut. So, let's do it. Take a big deep breath in. Roll your shoulders back. Settle back in. And on this next breath, just blow it out and focus in on your heart space. All of the other people's thoughts tends to be up in our brain and our mind, and we go all the way down into our heart. That's where our true self lies. That's where the truth most of the time lies. Where wisdom lies. Where sometimes common sense lies. So go into your heart space and breathe into it and ask yourself, in my business right now, just imagine where you are, what stage you are. You may already be thinking about it. In your business, what is the number one, I'm sure there are many, but we'll start with number one, caution wall, the number one block that's saying, stop, don't do this, the number one fear right now. What is it out of your head and into your heart? Make it a little emotional. Sometimes we do because these are deep-seated questions. Into your heart. What's the number one block right now? What's stopping you? What's putting up that big old caution sign? That stop sign that's saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute, we're out of our comfort zone. What is this? What area, what part are you struggling with right now? Just sit with the feeling of that area and then ask it. Think about it. Ask yourself or ask it. Where did you come from? What lie, untruth, or other people's thoughts were put into you that said, I can't do this. This is not familiar. This is new. I've never tried this because what? What belief? What belief, what thought is stopping you? We have all these physical limitations to try to get around, but at the end of the day, it's our thoughts, it's our beliefs that most times stop us from doing things. What is the belief or the lie or the thought behind this caution wall? And then to bust that block up, now that we know what it is and where it came from, go ahead and say thank you. Thank you for protecting me and saying, hey, this is new, but I don't need you anymore. I don't believe that is true. I believe I can. I believe I know. I believe I am capable. Sometimes it's hard to believe. So we'll take another deep breath into your heart space and ask, how? How are you going to prove to yourself? What steps are you going to take? may just be looking at all the other memories that disprove your caution wall. Maybe a physical action that you are taking. Just knowing what's going on may be enough. What steps can you take to help yourself believe that you are capable of this? You are able to do this. You got this. There's that saying, you're stronger than you think you are. You're smarter than you think you are. You're more awesome than most of us think we are. You are able to do this. You just gotta find the way. And as we do the four steps of allowing dance, there's gonna be a lot of these. This is just the number one caution wall. But with each one of them, they come up and say, stop. Say, hey, nice to meet you. Who are you? What thought, what belief is showing up today? Find out what that belief is. Find out what that thought is. What is that fear or doubt? And then say, hey, where did you come from? Get to know them. And in getting to know the caution wall, you can then choose, is this true or not? Look it over. You can bust it up by taking steps to prove different. We are human beings capable of learning. If we don't know something, we can learn it. Sometimes a caution wall is like, hey, don't go there because, and we're like, you know what? You're right. Maybe I need to do something different. But until we face them, until we get to know them, so we know where they come from, we are not able to sit and choose. You are not powerless. You are capable and amazing and able to do this. Every day, these walls will show up because every day, you are doing something new. They say for the first 2 years, even getting your systems in place, you're doing something new. It's like going to school. It's learning something new. Even if you have a degree in it, starting your own business is constantly things that are new. So every day you take those steps, meet those walls, bust them up, and keep moving forward. And as you do that, you are going to learn more about yourself than you ever thought you would. You are going to be able to do more than you ever thought you would. And the success that you will have is not just money. It's not just that freedom that everyone talks about. It's that solidness of knowing yourself better. Knowing who you are, why you're doing what you do, and that you can do it again. And that is the strongest belief of all. Take another deep breath in, and let's just slowly come back to this room, and the sounds of this room, and the sound of my voice. Begin to stretch it out. Stretch out your arms and your legs. Slowly come back. And when you are ready, and if you wish, you may write about, process, and record your experience. You are more capable than you know. You are smarter than you know. And you got this. All my love, Miss Janine, thepossibilitypath.com.